I'm in Liverpool, England. I'm on the banks of the Mersey River on a kind of chilly evening. Just arrived here. I'm speaking tomorrow at the Eucharistic Congress and giving two talks, one of which will be on the Mass. I figured at a Eucharistic Congress, what better topic than the Mass? I know I've spoken often about the Mass to you before. I mentioned the Mass as a form of play, meaning it's the highest, most useless kind of activity we can engage in, the best. I also talk about Mass as an encounter with the Lord. We talk to him, and then we sit down at a table with him, the way we'd visit with a friend. It's an encounter. I want to say a word now about a third dimension of the Mass. Namely, it's a kind of call and response. Open your Bibles to the Song of Songs, that beautiful poem. It's a love song between these two young lovers, one calling out to the other responding back and forth. Well, the Mass is a call and response between Christ, who is head of his mystical body, and us who are members of that body. It's a kind of love song. Christ calling out, we responding to him. And in that process, the mystical body being knit together, being built up. And what am I talking about? Well, look how the Mass, you know, begins with the priest operating in persona Christi, we say, right? In the very person of Christ, addresses the people, the Lord be with you. He's not speaking in his own name. He's speaking in the person of Christ, and the people respond, and with your spirit. And that response is very interesting. Why not just, you know, and also with you? Well, see, and with your spirit means they're acknowledging the spirit of Christ that dwells in him. So a mystical conversation between the head and the members of the mystical body is established. Now, look at the Mass as it unfolds, as a steady back and forth. Christ speaking, the people responding. It's clearest, of course, in the liturgy of the word, a time of conversation. The people do sit and they listen to the readings from the scriptures. Now, what are those? Not just, you know, ancient literature. They are the word of God speaking to us even now. Vatican II specifies that when the lector or the priest speak, it's not so much they who speak, it's Christ who's speaking through them. Well, having heard the word, the people respond. There's the responsorial psalm. And they respond with that beautiful songbook of the church, that ancient set of prayers and poems we call the psalms. And they express all the different modes of human feeling. There's anger in the psalms. There's joy in the psalms. There's thanksgiving in the psalms. There's frustration in the psalms. That's why they're a perfect vehicle for this response to the word of God. We hear the gospel. And then the gospel is followed by the homily. And it's a very interesting moment because the homily, in one way, is a continuation of the gospel. It's a opening up of the word. Christ continues to speak to his people through the priest. But a good homily is also the people speaking back. So the good homilist channels, in a way, the aspirations, the frustrations, the concerns of his people. So the homily in itself is a kind of call and response. You know, very interesting moment, and too often people see it as, a little hiatus in the middle of Mass, that we all stand and recite the creed. But think about it. We've heard the word of God. It's been broken open for us in the sermon. Then what do? We stand up, and in this kind of one-page summary of the biblical revelation, think of the creed that way. It's like in one page summing up the Bible. And what do we say? I believe, I believe, I believe. The creed is a beautiful response to the word of God. Also, the prayers of the faithful. Having heard the word of the Lord, having heard the great things he's done over salvation history, we are now filled with confidence. And so we can bring our concerns, our needs before the Lord. We respond to him precisely with our prayers. See, in a way, the whole Mass has this structure. It kind of comes to rich expression in the liturgy of the word, but the whole Mass, call and response, the head and the members of the mystical body becoming knitted together. I'll just make a last point. There's that pivotal moment. It's a little prayer that's often overlooked, but when the priest is about now to move into the Eucharistic prayer, may you, my sacrifice and yours, he says to the people, be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. You see, it's Christ, head and members, now united to make the one great sacrifice to the Father. It's the moment when head and members now have fully come together and are ready for the sacrifice. Maybe think about that next time you go to Mass. You're not just, you know, passively receiving something. You're not just sitting watching a theatrical performance. No, no, you're involved in this lively call and response, the mystical body now coming together.